to Strathmore Road, and roadworks on the TPE towards SLE at Jalan Kayu exit as well.
It takes more than an apple a day to keep the doctor away. Body and Soul on 938 Now.
We're back on Body and Soul right here on 938 Now, taking your questions and your comments about today's discussion. Slip disc is what's happening. Lots of questions coming in. Let's get right to them, of course, with our guest on the program, Dr. Yuai Mun, who's an orthopedic surgeon based at Glen Eagles Hospital. This episode of your Monday Health Series on Body and Soul, brought to you by Glen Eagles Hospital, on your side. Dr. Yu, let's take some of these questions and concerns. This one has something to do with snowboarding. We were talking about skiing early on. That could be a possible concern. This person hasn't left their name. They say, I've had whiplash from fall snowboarding and I've been having neck aches, mostly at the rear area around C3 to 5. I hope it's just a muscular injury. What is a clear sign to tell that it's not a slip disc on my cervical spine? He goes on to say, I'm in my late 30s and I've had neck aches at the similar regions before. Any advice in this case, doctor?
So if the listener has had repeated episodes of neck pain, I mean, there's really no way to be sure other than to get it checked with a clinic examination and an MRI scan. If you have had many episodes before, I think it's about time you have it checked out and make sure it's either nothing serious or something that potentially can be serious so that you can modify your activities.
Especially if you are a frequent snowboarder in this case,
yes.
Because all it will take is that one trauma or that one further accident. So even if it isn't slip disc in this case, let's say, one accident in the future could bring it on.
It could, yeah. So it would be good to find out and take action something serious.
Yes. You know. So MRI is required, probably.
Correct, yes.
Got it. Thank you very much. Hope that answers your question. This other question is from a concerned mother who says that my son has been diagnosed with a slip disc of a certain degree, I'm paraphrasing here, and has been told that it doesn't require attention. At what point does it require attention? Does it have to stick out or protrude a certain degree before it does so? Okay, let's talk a little bit about this. How much something is sticking out? How much the disc is sticking out? Is it measured and is that told to the patient, and is that how you gauge whether or not to intervene?
It is, well, it's the size and also relative to what it's doing to the nerves. Mm. So if it's in a space where there's a lot of room for the nerves and it's not compressing it, then certainly you won't want to do surgery for these. Mm. And you advise them to manage it conservatively with maybe some physiotherapy, exercise, modify your activity, improve your posture and things like that. Sometimes it could be a small one, but it's very strategic. It's right in a space where there's no room for the nerves and it's really compressing and potentially may lead on to long-term damage to the nerves, then we might recommend more aggressive treatment for this patient.
So it's really not about the degree or the amount that is slipping out. It is more important where or what it's pressing up against.
Correct. That is definitely the key.
Yes, indeed. And so, as you said, some conservative treatment may be possible as long as there's nothing that it's pressing up against that is like the nerves.
Correct. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Hold on, answer your question, ma'am. This next question from a 51-year-old who is very active. They say, I had a spinal fusion on my lumbar area 20 years ago, partly contributed to my obesity back then. He no longer has back pain ever since, but he's currently a regular gym goer. He does weighted deadlifts and squats. He wonders whether he should take any precautions now that he's 51 years old, whether any of these... That's a good point. The gym workouts are very common. Lots of people are gymming very often. Can all these kinds of workouts bring on a slip disc?
Okay, so definitely you can if you don't use the equipment properly, right? So in this particular patient, he's not a patient, yeah, but yes. He has a spinal fusion, so that part of the spine doesn't move anymore. So now, if you take any measures, is to protect the other levels, the disc above and below, from aggravation. In the gym, I think it's good to be active to strengthen up your muscles around the whole body, around the spine. But if you are loading the spine excessively, especially axially, which means top down, you are squeezing down on the disc.
Like his deadlifts that he's talking about.
His deadlifts or overhead lifts, you know, with very heavy weights, then you are actually risking damaging the disc unfuse this further. You can do some of that if your muscles are strong enough, but you might apply more force or do heavier weights where your spine is not loaded. You can do a seated or a lying down inclined bench press. You know, you do a lats pull, you do a row. These things are good for the muscles, but they don't load the spine directly.
Right. So that's something that he would have to bear in mind,
loading
the spine directly, especially because of the fusion that he's had.
Correct. And then as we get older, I mean, obviously, there will be some form of plateau into how much you can strengthen. So don't overload your body.
Okay. Stay healthy, though, and great to hear from you, sir. We got a question about, speaking of keeping the spine healthy, a question from PH who says, what can we do to strengthen our spine? What kind of food exercises do we need? And also, I would add on, I mean, if the focus is about the wear and tear of the discs and making sure that the discs don't get out of place, can we do anything to strengthen those discs?
The acting on the disc itself, I'm afraid in 2019, nothing, we have not found anything that will make the disc regenerate or remain as they are, you know. They still wear out, but we do things to strengthen up the support around it by strengthening the muscles around the core muscles for the lower back, the neck and shoulder muscles for the neck. And of course, adopt good lifestyle habits. Mm. Don't sit too much, you know, be physically active. Sit properly, you know, your handheld devices, your phones, looking at the monitor, you know, have a good posture. And then to reduce the stress. And of course, you know, we are talking in relation to car accidents. Use the safety equipment. Put on the seatbelt, even if you are in the back seat, you know. And the headrest, use it.
I know people don't. You know, they don't put it at the right height or the right angle. I notice as well for the headrest.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're just leaning forward and driving that kind of thing. And then you're slamming against it if something bad happens.
It's more than slamming. You are being whipped back and forth. Whereas if you rest against it, you are thrown forward and backwards and once. That's it. You know. Of course, I think in future there may be more safety equipment for that part of the body.
Yes, indeed. Right. I should do a whole show on car safety or car health or how to stay healthy in the car. I will one day. Dr. Yu, thank you very much. I'm going to leave it there, unfortunately, for now, but we'll try and get back a few more questions in the next segment when we return on this edition of Body and Soul, brought to you by Gleneagles Hospital, on your side.
Body and Soul on 938 Now. 938 Now, LTA Traffic News.
Going to heavy traffic warnings on the PIE to Tuas after Stevens Road exit. Also roadworks on Marine Parade Road towards Marine Vista after Siglap Road, avoid the right lane. Roadworks happening on the TPE to PIE after Punggol Road exit, and also on Eunos Link towards Hougang after Ubi Avenue 2.
It takes more than an apple a day to keep the doctor away. Body and Soul on 938 Now.
Open up the phone lines if you have any questions. I'll try and squeeze in a call or two at 669-11938. All right, but right now let's start talking about the idea of treating. If somebody has the slip disc, now that we know what causes it, what could lead to it, how do we start managing it? You talked about conservative management earlier on.
Correct.
What happens after that?
So, certain proportion of people with conservative management
can be just fine.
Can heal and can be fine. Mm. Okay, there is a proportion of people who continue to have symptoms despite their best effort to rest, to have physio, to exercise and all that. Mm-hmm. Especially if it involves the nerves, then more invasive type treatment may be better for them, mm-hmm. Including surgery to remove the slip disc that is pressing on the nerve. Mm-hmm. To prevent long-term damage to the nerves. And studies have shown that if you're not getting better, you still have symptoms, that you'll be better off even 4, 8, 12 years later if you have the surgery rather than just leaving it alone.
So who makes that assessment? Who figures that out?
I think it's an active discussion between the doctor, treating doctor and the patient to make a decision as to what exactly to do.
But so it's not the first thing that you need to consider?
You mean surgery for...
Yeah.
It is rare to consider as the first choice. Usually, we only do it like on first diagnosis, if there's major nerve dysfunction, if the patient is really partially paralyzed, or you know the arm or the legs are getting really progressively getting weaker by the day, then we will intervene with surgery earlier and bypass the conservative treatment because you want to save the nerves.
Of course. Yeah. So in that case, could you even with the surgery, what's happening? Are you removing the disc altogether?
We are not removing the whole disc. We are only removing the fragment that is pressing on the nerve. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to do adjunct things like a spinal fusion. But usually that's more common in the cervical spine, the neck, rather than the lower back. Mm-hmm. Because the excess root to the disc to get the fragment out, you may have to remove a large part of the disc, so you have to do something to reconstruct the disc. So so in the neck, you might have to do a fusion. In the lower back, most of the time, we will just try to remove the disc fragment, unless there's some other condition that prompts us to add a spinal fusion as well.
And in those emergency situations, could that even reverse the partial paralysis that's happening?
If you do it early enough, from the onset of the nerve losing its function, usually people put a figure of somewhere at about 48, maybe at maximum 72 hours, you will get the best results.
That's good to know. What are we talking about in the majority of cases? So obviously there's the trauma-related situations there, right, where the emergency action of taking the surgery is, you know, we're trying to save the nerves as
correct,
much as
correct.
Possible. Yeah. Gotta do it.
Correct.
For most people, do we fall into the category of people that we can benefit from conservative approach, and then further down the line, if it gets worse, then we think about whether or not surgery is the
usually
case?
The first choice would be some form of conservative treatment. So when do we then decide to have surgery in these majority of patients? Well, if it's not working, you know, if it's going to work, you know, in about 4 to 6 weeks, you should be on the path to improvement, right? You should be feeling better on the average. There might be bad moments, but on the average, you are better than before. Or you might want to do it when you can't manage the pain. It is so severe, you are using really strong painkillers and still the patient is unable to function, to go to work, to go to school, whatever. Then you might want to do it earlier, right? And then, of course, if nerve symptoms start to develop and progress, then you know that more damage is being done, then you would recommend surgery.
Are there things that if somebody has slip disc, are there things that they should not be doing at all?
I think if you are confirmed to have this fragment that is sitting out and pressing on the nerve, I think you should avoid, certainly avoid heavy physical activities. You should avoid, getting your neck or your back twisted, you know, in some of this traditional treatment or even chiropractic type treatment. You know, where the twisting maneuver for those non-specific aches and pains make them feel better, but sometimes in this situation, it can make it worse. It can make the disc fragment press on the nerve more.
Can you go for massage, you know?
Massage because part of the pain from these injuries is in the spasm of the muscles of the neck and back. So a massage that doesn't involve twisting the whole body or the neck, or the head and neck, may provide some relief to the muscle spasm, and you might feel a bit better.
Yeah, because I know it helps a lot of people.
Is
regular therapy required, physical therapy required for somebody with slip disc?
Not really. I mean, initially you might have more intense and frequent treatments, but after that, it's really a matter of exercises that you can and stretches that you can do yourself, and then you can self-manage.
Yes. You know? And so the majority of cases can be self-managed.
Up to between 60-70% of people with slip disc do not need surgery.
That's good to know. Yeah. Just as we end off, actually, Dr. Yu, can you tell us what are the red flags to look out for when you know that it's getting worse?
It definitely is related to the nerves, okay? If you find that the pain down the arms and the legs are increasing, or you're losing strength, or you're losing feeling in the arms or the legs or both, or you are losing control of your hand and your walking function, and worse, your control of your urine and bowel movements.
Because it's all connected.
It's all connected. Then you should see a doctor early.
And if that's happening, are we making an appointment with an orthopedic surgeon and waiting 2 months to see that person, or are we going to the A&E department?
I think you should be seeing somebody soon, yeah. Right? If you can get an appointment within a day or so, you should. Otherwise, you should at least be assessed by in the emergency department.
Okay, Dr. Yu, thank you so much. It was a pleasure learning more about slip disc today.
Thank you.
My guest on the program, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Yu Iman, helping us understand slip disc on this edition. Thanks for your calls, your questions, and your concerns on today's edition. Oh, I'm so sorry. There were a couple more that I wasn't able to address, but thank you so much. I hope we managed to address it in some of the earlier parts of today's discussion. That's today's Body and Soul, brought to you by Glen Eagles Hospital, on your side.
Body and Soul on 938 Now.